And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Yes, and welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings, Fisherman's Landing, watching all the boats coming in and out this morning, unloading their great catches. And a couple of great guests today, Valerie Hopebridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris up there in beautiful British Columbia, and the one and only Harold Davis from Davis Boats, talking some great fishing. And before we jump into some prizes and stuff, we have a special guest on the line, the one and only Pete Grossbeck.
Thank God, the one and only.
What's up, Pete?
You guys are too funny. What's
up, buddy?
What's going on? I was trying to stay out of the heat.
Yeah, for sure. So, what's happening?
Well, we got the 72 hauled out and got back in the water, and they're either going to go a trip Wednesday night, and then it's got a text this morning, and it looks like there's another Alaco window opening up, so we might be going up there again.
Wow, up to San Francisco.
I remember the last report that you gave us was pretty fun, like almost nostalgia hearing about all that albacore, and I guess it's still happening.
I had to haul out, and so I couldn't get up there, but the boss, very capable, were on the boat, and we set up the same zone. We caught the 45 the trip before, and he had 81 and quit by 1:30 in the afternoon with no bait.
Wait,
all trolling.
81 albacore by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, by 1:30 in the afternoon.
Wow, that's good fishing.
And just picked up, the things. The boat he's got, that 44 Viking up there, is just a bomb, and he just ran back at 30 knots and got back before dark. It's about 135 miles northwest of Half Moon Bay, and probably 70 miles. About 80 miles from Bodega Bay, outside Punta Arena. Just a big mass of fish that are been there, and it's almost every stop they have free swimmers swimming around the boat, and it's just crazy. Can't get the boat, can't get all the lures in, for 3-4 hours.
I mean, I just can't get over the 80 fish for, and how many people are on the boat to do that?
Five.
Wow.
That sounds so cool.
So Pete, and we have some pretty good local fishing here going on, too. Marlin are back in the picture, right? You and being the Marlin man.
Yep. There was one way in Mission Bay yesterday. I saw a picture of somebody had a little spearfish. And I know there's some local stuff. Guys, like Rick said, those kelp patties moved up, and there's some Marlin that kind of came with it, and they're biting the cedar plugs and stuff as the guys are trolling around for Dorado and tuna.
I know my boat partner was telling me that yesterday they were out, and there was a guy screaming on the radio that he had his diver in the water trying to shoot a yellowtail on a kelp patty, and they, obviously you never know in the water, but he was screaming that there was a 300-pound marlin that was trying to eat all the yellowtail under the kelp patty that he was swimming around on trying to shoot one.
Yeah.
They always look bigger on the water.
Yeah.
They do. Those 2 years the blue marlin were here, it was exceptional water. Just one basic color, deep blue, no breaks, no green water. And I really think you have to have those conditions really to get the exotics. But, who knows?
Yeah. It sounds like good fishing up and down the coast there. And, hey, Pete, we're going to be at the Konakai doing a live broadcast on October the 3rd. We hope you're around.
If we're not on the way to Mag Bay, we will. It's been so good here that we're just going to wait and see if Mag Bay takes off. And if it's not better there, we'll just stay here and fish till it gets better there. So,
all right, then. Okay,
also depends on how many albacore are up there. So we've got a bait guy lined up at Half Moon Bay that we're going to try to use this time. He goes out when he's got his own little skiff, little Lampard net, and he wraps up chovies just outside the harbor.
Nice.
So we're trying to coordinate that where we can pick up bait on the way out and just chug up there. So, you know, if you go up there with bait, it might just be a one-stop deal and go home.
Yeah, you really, it sounds like you really need bait. I mean, otherwise you're just going to be stuck with 80 fish days by one.
Fish.
You know, you hate to have that kind of poor fishing, you know.
I know, it's just crazy, but there's an amazing amount of aliquot there. It's just unbelievable, and the salmon fishing was good. And I think I told you, Rick, that my boss got a 150-pound bluefin outside, 10 miles outside Half Moon Bay a couple weeks ago.
Well,
so
thanks
for
that.
They came whopping through, too.
Yeah, well, thanks for that albacore report, Pete Grossbeck, and appreciate that, and good fishing all around, and we'll look forward. Hopefully we'll see you in October. Thanks a lot for the call.
See you, Pete.
All right, have a good day.
See you guys.
You too. All right, phones are packed, Rick. They want to jump in there and talk to Valerie and Harold and have a chance to win that full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
You got it. This second hour, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. We're going to talk to Rich, who's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day. I got a question for Valerie. And I'm wondering, do you have multiple options for shipping your fish home? Can you delay shipping to coordinate so that there's somebody there to receive it when you get there? Or is it all taken home on the plane?
It's all taken home on the airplane. And the reason why is because you're going transborder from one country to another. They do have FedEx options, but I recommend no. I've tried it, and... just a little sketchy doing it that way. So I was going to talk about the fish processing earlier.
Yes.
What's really, really, really nice is that it's all done professionally by a certified plant, smaller portions, 50-pound boxes. It's actually a styro cooler inside of a wax box. We check it in and transfer it at the airport there, and you pick it up in LAX, San Diego, whichever airport, even if you're not going direct. It just goes all the way through. So, unfortunately, shipping fish from BC is not recommended. It's possible, but not recommended.
But take it home. And typically, your customers, Valerie, are they taking home one box, one 50-pound box, two 50-pound boxes? What's the
you
usual?
Know what? All the above.
Okay.
We've had it. And the nice thing is, like, if you're coming as a group. Let's say I have a group of four, maybe not necessarily even your group, but let's just talk about in general people coming up. Let's say there's a group of four, and they're going, you know, got a couple guys in California, and then you got some people in Ohio. You know, we get people all over the United States, and they want to share their fish, meaning they want to pool their whole, you know, obviously they put their fish on their license, you know, especially salmon, halibut go on the license. But they pool their fish together. The fish processor will divide it all equally for them so that everybody, it's all divided equally. And then it gets in the proper box for each person, and then we put it on the airplane, and they pick it up at baggage claim, whatever airport they're flying back to.
Perfect.
It's very simple.
So,
they
so
do not have to move fish, check fish, customs, all that. It's all taken care of in transit. It's all taken care of in transit.
Wow.
But,
so
I don't recommend shipping fish.
So Valerie, you use an outside professional processor for your fish. You don't have your in-house. You have an outside professional guy that does this all
Correct.
For you, and they do it every day, and that's what they do. That's great.
That's nice. Good.
That's all they do. Is fish. They come in. So when you come into the marina every evening, the fish processor is actually right across the street, and we're down the street across the street from the marina. And they come down with the tubs, and all your fish is marked, and your fish is processed that night. There's no sitting on ice, sitting overnight. They cut every night, every night.
That's great.
And then it's flash frozen, species identified, very nice product, will last over a year. They're heavy, like number 7 bags. We want that fish, you know, how fresh, you know, you bring it into the boat, how fresh it is. Well, when you take it out of the freezer, We want that fresh that fish to sustain that freshness. So it's an awesome product.
Yes, perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We have Kim San Marcos sent a text through our app via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and she says, "I don't see the second Queen Charlotte Safari trip on the Let's Talk Hookup trip page at Let's Talk Hookup TripAdvisor.com trip page. That's because I haven't put it up yet, because we just decided this on Friday. How can we book, and what are the dates? So the second trip is October 14th through
23.
August 19th through 23.
Correct.
Yeah. And so how do they book, Valerie? How do they book that trip?
Two ways. You can email me, of course. You can just go right to the website and email me, or call me directly on my cell phone, 805-698-9590. That's my California cell. And you can call me directly through there, and I can give you all the details.
All right. Another good text question for you, Valerie. This is a good one. Of course, we're in Canada now, and of course, everybody has to have a passport to get into Canada. Kevin from Camp Pendleton is asking, can you use U.S. dollars, and what about tipping?
That is a good question.
Because I am a California-based marketing sales company with a license to operate in Canada, and I also have a Canadian operating company, I do everything in U.S. dollars. So if you pay by credit card, there's no foreign exchange fees or anything, U.S. dollars. You can tip in U.S. dollars. I send out a welcome packet giving you guidelines for tipping. And, yes, U.S. dollars is how we operate.
Okay, perfect. Nice. That makes it easy.
Nice
and easy, for
it's
sure.
It's very easy.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, right?
Sounds good. They're packed up. Let's talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, buddy.
I got about 95 questions, but I'll get to the most important one. Happy wife, happy life. If I was to bring my wife up there, you know, I might get a day or two of fishing out of her. And then are there other things that, you know, could keep her entertained? Do they have tours up there, or is there a town to visit, things like that?
Absolutely. So I know this is a fishing show, so we, you know, I didn't get into the tour side of it, but we absolutely have tours available. They're fully guided. And we're very lady friendly. I mean, I'm the operator owner. I have the ladies touched everything. All my, I have guests that have come like every year for 10 years straight. And they all give me a hard time about my woman's touching all the flowers on the deck and this and that. But they love it doing the same thing.
That's cool.
So we cater to couples nicely. These boats covered, heated, I mean, flushing head on them. So they're equipped for youngest angler age 6, oldest angler turns 90 in July 13th. So there you have it. And he lives in Escondido, California. So to answer your question, absolutely, your wife can do some touring, fishing. We can talk a little bit about that. I can send you our tour packages. They're full. They're guided just like the fishing, and it's a beautiful island. Untouched. I mean, we have rainforests. We have beautiful beaches. There's all kinds of hiking. There's little artisan shops. And the Haida Culture Center is a must-do and see. It is amazing. It is outstanding.
Wow. Sounds great. And, of course, the other thing, too, is it's all calm waters, right? For those that may not be used to fishing in the ocean, you're fishing all protected waters, right?
Yes. We do have to get on the pinnacles, you know, for depending on the bite, if we have to go out a little further towards Marble Island along those pinnacles, but we're not going to take you out there if there's high seas. I mean,
right.
You're just not going to do
you
it.
Can
the
pick
bay
and choose the
nicely
days.
Protected. Yes.
Nice.
Very nice. Hey, good question.
Very
Thanks.
Lady friendly.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, that report's sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks. They have been the go-to hooks for this season's tuna fishing. From the Nautilus Light to the standard regular Nautilus and that brand new Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has got you covered. You can pick the right size with or without a ring, tie it on, and get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus tackle hooks now, or Nautilus hooks now at selected tackle stores. We got your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Rick and Pete. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, buddy.
Dave.
We got all wound up yesterday, thought that someone caught an ex- a blue marlin, but then Mr. Grossbeck, I just heard him on there, he was more than happy to let me know that it was a giant striper.
But wait a minute, so it was weighed in at Dana Landing at 288, is that right?
That's what I was told. I'm down here, so I just get the information from the guy that caught it. He was all wound up. He thought he had a blue. So I sent Steve and I sent Pete both pictures of it, and they both confirmed that it's just a giant striper.
Wow.
That's a striper and a half.
That's a tournament winner there.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Yeah, he was very happy. Then he was very disappointed. Then he was very happy again.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, so, but that was on the 182 yesterday on a dry kelp patty. He got that on a dry patty, went by the patty, didn't see any fish on it, kept trolling along, and all of a sudden the rod went off. And
that's
gigantic,
so cool.
Striped marlin. Another one of my clients was about 8 miles off of San Onofre yesterday, and he had all you want yellowtail. It's that smaller grade yellow, five. He said the biggest fish they had did get a 15-pounder on the kelp, but it was full speed, as many as he wanted, as long as he wanted, never saw another boat. And that was only 8 miles off the beach at San Onofre. So there's so much going on. You look at that giant bluefin out at Clemente. It's just, and all it wants to do is get in the white bag. Everybody's just having a phenomenal time out there catching it. It just keeps jumping in those white bags and coming into all the harbors. It's just insane.
It's hot outside, man. They want to get cold.
Yeah.
Exactly. The water's way too hot in bluefin, as you know. They don't like that hot water. So they want to get in that bag. But Catalina is still super consistent, really good calico bass fishing. You can find that yellowtail on the front side of the island if you can get away from the sea lions. San Clemente Island, not getting any pressure because of that massive schools of bluefin on the back side of the island. So if you want a nice, relaxing day over there, it's pretty good bass fishing on the front side of the island with mixed grade of that yellowtail. Once again, if you can get away from the sea lions, and then just below the border, full speed Dorado fishing day after day after day. And why that stuff doesn't come across the border, I don't know. But I'm looking on buoy weather right now, and Rick, the weather is spectacular all week. So
a good week.
I think you're going to see it jump over the border, and then look out. Everybody's going to be catching them, half day boats. Everybody.
Yeah, we love that. And of course, fishdope.com. Danny, Jeff, and the boys have been keeping abreast of what's going on out there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, I got all kinds of things going on as usual, Pete and Rick. And I got a show every day at 12 o'clock on Instagram and Facebook. I do it. Seminar every day at noon. Been doing it for 6 months. It's pretty happening. A lot of people are watching every day at noon. Instagram, Facebook, Your Saltwater Guide. And then I have my beautiful website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. If you want to learn how to catch fish in Southern California, you check out that website. And I'm sure we're going to have a phenomenal amount of stuff to talk about next week. So hang in there. Pay attention. I'll talk to you guys Sunday.
All right.
Right on, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right.
That's going to wrap up our report. Again, that one's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin knife from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
All right. Hey, back to Valerie and Harold. Valerie, have a text question from Dan in Irvine that says, you had mentioned earlier that the halibut limit is one halibut per day, correct?
One per day, two in your box. Would you like me to go through all the limits?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so salmon, you can have four a day. Two can be kings. Two can be other species. Most people take silvers. Two halibut, one a day, two in your box per angler. Ling cod, two a day, four in your box per angler. No size restrictions or size limit.
That's
time
big
on your
ling. That's big.
And then three rockfish a day, six in your box going home.
Nice.
So they're your limits.
And that's of any type of rockfish.
Yes, anytime.
How
for rock
cool.
Fish.
Wow, those are very generous limits there in B.C.
Except for if on the quill back and the china back, you can only keep one.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So,
but you can have six rockfish combinations.
So you could have,
people like get familiar.
So you could have six yellow eye.
Well, we used to have six yellow eye. Right now, they were going to give us, it was zero, and they were going to move it back to two in 2020. Of course, we didn't open in 2020. Just not being negative, it's just a fact.
Oh, yeah, like everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were unable to open, and so coming back strong for 2021. So the talk was to, it used to be six yellow eye in Haida Gwaii, and they moved it to zero for a few years, and then they were going to go back to two, but you still can have six rockfish. And most people target the vermilion, of course, because of size, because they're big. And then also we get the black cod, sablefish. In Canada, we call them sablefish. And then also, there's so many different kinds of various rockfish. I just wanted to make it clear on the china back and the quail back, you can keep them, and they're beautiful fish, but just one each. But
perfect.
Six total rockfish.
All right. Very generous limits. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick. They're packed up. They want to talk to Valerie and Harold.
You got that for sure. Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mark?
A question for Valerie. I know you said the biggest halibut caught was 63 pounds, I think, but what is the average size? And another question is, can you do some fly fishing up there?
Okay, to answer the first question, I meant 63 pounds is our record king salmon size was 63 pounds. Halibut, an average of what you can take, going by centimeters, again, it's centimeters, it's all in the metric, is 128 centimeters, which is approximately a 60-pound halibut.
Nice.
And then
fish.
You can have a second halibut that can be up to 93 centimeters, which is close to about 25 pounds. As far as fly fishing, no, because we're an archipelago, again, of 100 islands. We do have some rivers, but our rivers are not big enough to sustain for us to open up that to bring anglers in, because there's just not as many rivers. We have very few rivers because we're not a spawning area. We have spawn, but it's later in October, and it's only for chum, silvers, and some pinks. Everything else moves on by, and they're going to other places. Or they're just making a migration to get fat and then make their circle annual migration. So, however, on the fly fishing, if you're a fly fisherman, what you will love, and Harold, I know you understand this because you explained that very well with that question with that other gentleman about fishing, salmon fishing. Because we use barbless hooks, we offer different types of reels. And a single action reel is like it's a big,
it's like a fly wheel. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
they call them knuckle busters.
Yes. And they're so fun and they're so sporty. So guests that come up that have never used them and they love to trout fish or perch or whatever in the rivers, they use those single action reels and they're hooked because
they're
so sporty. Yep, right at home, 9 foot. Usually the rods are 9 foot, sometimes 10 foot. And Harold described it very well. Very fun. When I do get to go out as an owner, you know how it is. Just busy. That's all I use. And because it's so sporty and you feel every move of that fish, it doesn't matter if it's a king salmon or a silver salmon, these fish bite so hard because they're transitory fish and they're fighters and your kings they dive and they go deep and your silvers are jumping all over the place out of the water. So very, very fun if you try it on a single action reel. And if you love to fly fish, you would like this because it's a combination of, you get to, you know, pick and choose. We're not the type of lodge like, oh, this is the way you have to do it. We have options, all different reels, because everybody's different. Everybody likes a different experience, and you can be hands-on or have the guide help. I mean, it's that's the uniqueness of being smaller and offering different ways to fish.
Very nice. Hey, Valerie, just to clarify on the size of the halibut, of course, that's your biggest you can take, but you catch 200- and 300-pound halibut up there, right?
All the time. And like I said, you can kiss the fish. They bring it up to the boat. You can get your picture, your video, kiss the fish, and release it. Yes.
There you go.
Which, again, is similar to all the locations where you could catch big fish like that, Alaska and things like that. It's the same thing. Opportunity at catching bigger ones that you probably will and slide them, you know, maybe get a photo and slide it back home, but still have a couple of real nice fish to bring home in the box.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Good
this
table
morning.
There. Yes.
All right. Let's jump right back
into it
and talk to Mo. Mo's calling us from Vista. Hey, Mo, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. This
question's
for Harold. I've got a 26-foot Blackman, and I want to replace all my windows with glass instead of the plexiglass. Who does that?
Mark's Plastics.
The best.
If you want to, Mark's Plastics does a real nice job. He actually uses glass, and he uses a UV stable plastic frame that you can actually glue to the hull. And I don't have his number with me right now, but if you were to call me at the shop or send me an email at the shop, I'd be happy to send you his information.
Mark,
I think he's in Corona, isn't he?
He's in Corona, yeah. And you referred me to Mark for to replace all the windows in my Pacifica. They're all vinyl windows. You'll see him also. He did also all the windows on the Islander too.
Oh, okay.
And several of the other sport boats too. He does a phenomenal job. And they're vinyl windows with glass. And slider, no slider, everything.
When you say vinyl, only because I'm not sure. You mean like a vinyl frame and then
frame.
A glass?
First,
okay, got
first
it.
An aluminum frame.
Got it.
Originally, the Pacificas on my boat were made with aluminum frames, which way better, of course, the vinyl on the windows.
Sure.
And he comes down, he custom fits them for you, and then makes the windows, and then you have to install them or get a professional installer to install them. Mark just makes the windows, but Mark Plastic is the best.
That's
for sure.
Dope.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are absolutely packed. Everybody's excited. Excited to talk to Valerie and Harold. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. on the web at hhmarineservice.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, is it time?
It's time.
I'm ready,
it's
man.
It's time.
I'm
all right,
so ready.
Valerie and Harold, hang in there because we have our grand prize drawing going to happen right now.
Man.
Of course, for the last 3 months, we've been doing live remotes at the San Diego County Ford Dealers. We want to thank all the San Diego County Ford Dealers for their sponsorship here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the big time here for all these generous sponsors that have donated some phenomenal prizes. And the lucky eight that qualified either by random drive or winning our Shimano casting contest. And we already ran through the names, but let's go ahead and let's – the grand prize, of course, is that eight-day limited load searcher trip in November.
I still can't believe one of these eight people are going on an eight-day.
And it's sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, in November, prime time. So that's the grand prize. So we're going to draw from these eight people. We have eight cards with all the names on there. Ricky's going to draw the name and we're going to set that one aside. Okay?
I got a mixed
so
up.
That person has been drawn.
Okay. Yep. So now everybody was eligible. This one is going to the side. So that is our grand prize winner. It's still face down.
Okay.
And
let's go ahead and start with the first. We're going to go with the Maui Jim sunglass gift card. This is a gift card that you get any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses up to $400.
Okay, the winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jims, any one of the non-prescriptions you want, is Sudden Miller. Sudden, congratulations. You got some brand new Maui Jims.
All right, so of course we still have the cards there. Okay, the next one is a $500 shopping spree for anything AFCO makes, whether it be hardware, the AFCO Senko fluorocarbon,
nets and gaffs, the new knife.
The new knife, the AFCO knife. It could be any of the clothing.
An anhydrous jacket.
Yeah, whatever. $500 shopping spree of your choice goes to, go ahead and draw that one.
Next card, Pablo. Pablo, congratulations. You got $500 in AFCO gear.
Wow, congratulations, Pablo. Okay, then the next one, a Shimano Torium 20 reel and a Therese rod.
Okay.
And go ahead and draw that
this one
now.
This one is George Mironov. George, congratulations.
Congratulations.
New rod and reel, Shimano Torium 20 and a matching Therese rod.
Wow. Okay, here's a big one. Shimano Talica 12 2-seed reel, right?
$600 prize.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Okay, this card is Maximus Lopez. Maximus, brand new Shimano Talica 12 reel. Congrats, buddy.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Okay, now the rest of the four, they're all still in that, you know, they could be that grand prize.
Yep.
Winner, but the next prize is a pretty big one, too. It's a Shimano Speedmaster 12 two-speed reel and a Therese rod. And go ahead and draw the winner of that one.
This one is Grace Sagawa. Grace, congratulations.
Congratulations, Grace. She qualified
two-speed
yesterday
and a
in a random
that
draw
cool.
at the Elko and Ford. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, number three is the AFCO Anhydrous Jacket and Bib. This is like $1,000. The ultimate set. If you're going to Queen Charlotte Safaris. This is lightweight. You can take it with you. You don't have to because they supply everything up there. But this is the ultimate gear for either local or whether you're traveling. Yeah. The AFCO and Hydrus gear, there's nothing like
highest
it.
End foul weather gear ever. And this card is Stephanie Navson. Stephanie, congratulations. There is not a better set of gear.
Yeah.
You are stoked.
You are going to love that. Okay.
Now
last
we're down
two
to prizes. Two.
Down to two. Okay.
I'm sure these two guys are both sweating.
Brett and Robert are left. And okay. Now we're going to draw the trip on the Blackjack. This is your very own charter out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Okay, that is going to your own charter on the Blackjack, Brent Kearney. Congratulations, Brent. Which means the eight-day trip on board the searcher is going to Robert Lehman. Congratulations, you guys.
Robert.
This is so cool.
Yeah, congratulations to everybody, and thanks to all our sponsors, the searcher, of course, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO and Shimano, and Maui Jim, of course. We want to thank all our great sponsors for contributing to that great grand prize this summer, and congratulations to all the winners, and we'll be in touch.
So cool, man.
Yeah.
Good going, guys.
Well, in the meantime, Ricky, phones are still packed, they want to talk to Valerie and Harold. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Dan in El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Great show. Thank you. When you're coming into, I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the place, but when you're
Queen
coming
Charlotte
in there,
explain,
Charlotte, that's it. When you
Queen
come
Charlotte.
In there, explain to me, okay, so you land at the airport, and then do you take a puddle jumper, or how else do you get there?
Good question. So when you land in Sanspit, you get a 15-minute tour to the lodge. We have about 11 miles of paved road and two stop signs. So that would be it.
Wow.
So myself and my staff, we have two vans, and so we'll pick you up, give you a little tour, and boom, you land at the lodge, or you're at the lodge, and the marina is right across the street. We're not a floater. We're land-based at the edge of town, across from the marina, so waterfront, and 15 minutes from the airport.
So you basically walk across the street and get on your boat at the marina?
You can walk
man.
To the marina, or cool. We'll take you down, either or.
Wow, that's very
right
convenient.
There. It's like, all right there.
Yeah, that's really cool. Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Great show. Met you, Valerie, at one of the Fred Hall shows a year or two ago. Anyway, my question is, what are your typical boat number of anglers you put on a boat? And can you talk a little bit about your dining that you have for the people that stay there?
Ooh, that's
absolutely. Well, we want the food to be as memorable as the fishing, of course. So. First of all, to answer your question about the boats, we fish four to a boat, fully guided. So your captain, and I really do try to keep guests with the same captain for their whole trip. It just makes it nice.
Sure.
And so four to a boat, fully guided, fully equipped, rain gear. You don't need to bring anything other than layer clothing. As far as the food, We serve everything indigenous to what you're catching. So what that means, of course, is we have a halibut night, we have a salmon night, we have crab night. A lot of times we'll do a fish and chips with lean cod, with a crab. The chef is from BC. He actually lives in Vancouver, west coast of Vancouver. And so, I mean, we really do the BC west coast cuisine. But sometimes people don't eat fish, and if they don't eat fish or if they can't have shellfish, of course we have other dishes available. But the dinners are wonderful. All your BC wine is included. That comes in the package as well. So,
wow. And you were saying that the Okanagan Valley BC
Okanagan
wines
Valley
are fantastic.
Wine, yes.
Ones.
We offer two reds, two whites. Your choices, and that is part of your package. Pair it with the food, of course. And, I have it in all my, everything I do and say is we want that dining experience to be as memorable as your fishing day. Food is wonderful.
So
and all
cool.
Your food's included.
Valerie, you are speaking our language, girl.
Yeah.
I love it, man. This is great.
It's all good stuff. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure to meet you at Fred Hall. Come see me again.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully we're back in gear with Fred Hall next year, which I think we will be.
I
yes,
think so
sure.
too.
Of course,
yeah.
Yes, we hope so.
833-288-0973 just popped open there with that line open. If you want to get through, there's your chance. Also, we're taking texts. Go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and text us. Just hit the text button, send a text with your name on it, and we'll try and get your question through to Valerie and Harold. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Don in Woodland Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations to all the winners. What a great treat for all of them.
Yeah, it's fun.
And thanks for all the support of all of our listeners, too, for coming out for the events, too.
I would have liked to have been there. I'm sure it was cooler there than it is here in Woodland Hills today. Hey, two questions. One, are the licenses included? And if not, how much do they run? And then what kind of weather do you typically see in August?
Your BC fishing license and your salmon stamp is part of your package. And weather. Our weather really does not change more than 10 degrees all summer. So August typically is no different than July or June. I mean, you can start out in the morning kind of that foggy, misty. Then you can have sunshine, and 2 hours later you can have some rain, and then you can go back to sunshine. I kind of have a joke. I wish I had grew grapes up there, because of the microclimate, we would do very well. But the problem is we have too many bears and deer. They would eat all our grapes, so it's just kind of a joke. But anyway, weather, I'm going to say 55 to 65 degrees all summer. Also, I love the weather up there. It's fresh, beautiful, yes.
They have a saying in Alaska, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. It's probably like about the same, right?
Yes, it's exactly the same. Yes. So, be fine. You would be totally fine.
So,
layer clothes.
Layer your clothes.
Just layer your clothes, because all your rain gear is provided, and you don't have to wear it, but you want to take it just in case.
That's a good call.
So Valerie, back to the licenses and stuff like that. So for our trip that we, first of all, our sold out trip at August 15th through 19th that Harold and I are going to host, and then the August 19th through 23rd that Harold and Rick are going to host. The August 19th through 23rd still has space available. So if somebody comes, they're going to pay $44.95. That includes the license, and that also includes the flight from Vancouver to Sandspit. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All your fish processing, and 3 days of fishing, all your meals, all your wine at dinner, all
fish processing too.
The fish processing is included too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I've learned over the years. I've done a la carte. You know, when you're all business owners, and you all understand. You know, you're always trying to figure out what is the best package to sell. What do people want? What I have found over the years is people do not want to get up there and all of a sudden get a bill for fish processing, or get a bill for this, or get a bill for that. So we do all inclusive from Vancouver, round trip airfare, boat guide, all your fishing gear. Tackle, everything, rain gear, BC fishing license, your salmon stamp, all your custom processing, whether if you have one full 50 box or two or three, all included. And of course, accommodations, meals, and when we include all your wine.
This is awesome. All right. I love
it. I do have a full bar, and hard spirits and beer are not included. However, I mean, our pricing is very reasonable. I do have a liquor license, so of course. We do have hard spirits, featured wine from the Okanagan Valley. Love it.
Cool.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Hey, Bart Hall says to say hi to Harold and Valerie. Loves having you at the show, Valerie.
Love you, Bart.
Bart says hi. Anyway, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. And again, if you want to get your shot on last little go round here, it's 833-288-0973. Next up, we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Don beat me to the punch there on my question, but can you explain or compare, like, the California Fish and Wildlife to the department up there in British Columbia? How do they compare, and as far as game wardens and who regulates everything up there?
Well, that's a good question, yeah. What is the Canadian regulations? Yeah.
So it's DFO, Department of Fisheries Ocean of Canada, and we also have a Coast Guard station where we're at as well. So far as regulation, it's regulated by the DFO, and they have, I'm a vendor, so I do issue fishing licenses up there, and I get their regular newsletters of what's going on and limits and things like that. And I'm the one that actually goes into their website and prints all your fishing licenses off. Regulations, of course, just like West Coast, everywhere, subject to change over the last 19 summers. I really have seen a big variance in changes on regulations. Yellow eye used to be 6, and that's probably the biggest change we had was yellow eye. We're hoping that this next year that they bring the yellow eye regulation or limit back that we can have 2. So I don't know.
And when do those regulations get published, Valerie?
I usually have them in the spring. Okay. Like the halibut regulations, I have 20 to 21 because they do that the way they do that. But I usually get them in the spring. And here's a little tip, though. My head captain, Ed, he works for DFO on Vancouver Island, and he's on one of the hatcheries that do sockeye and Chinook. So I kind of get the inside tip early because of Captain Ed. So he's my in. Yeah, and he's a wonderful man. So anyway, he is the encyclopedia of fishing in BC. So I don't know if I answered your question okay, or if there's more to the question that you're asking. It's VFO, and the nice thing about Haida Gwaii, our regulations are for just our area. We don't have the same regulations as they do down on Vancouver Island or even the mainland, lower mainland down by Vancouver. We're a completely separate zone, and our zone is our zone. So we're in zone 2, and DFO, Department of Fishery Oceans of Canada, which also works because of the water boundaries just being north between Alaska and Southeast Alaska and our island.
90 miles.
Yeah, they work very closely together, too, as well. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call this morning. Quick question texted to us on our app from Charlie in Gardena. How much is a gratuity? Okay, so our package, normally $5,000, has been discounted by Valerie for our listeners by $500, so $44.95 includes the air from Vancouver, your fishing license processing, 3 days of fishing, 4 nights lodging, all your meals, all the transportation, blah, 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 all that stuff. What are we looking at as far as tipping the guides and the staff?
What's appropriate?
Okay. So an appropriate, a standard in industry, at least for BC, is the captains make $200 a day divided by the anglers on the boat. So if $200 US, so if that's $200 US and there's 4 anglers, $50 a day. So you're talking $150 for your captain, and you're talking $100 for staff. That's not per staff. It's just $100, $100 to $150, actually, just depending on what you feel the service was, which I know you would think it's excellent because my staff is excellent. So $100 to $125.50, whatever you'd like to give the staff, because the staff tip is I take that. And then I split it out between all my staff because I have some local staff that are part-timers and then I have full-timers. So I split the tips out. I pull them together and then split them out.
And then Valerie, as far as that's, you don't have to tip the fish processors or anything like that. That's all.
No.
You take care of all that. All right. That's great.
Yes. Nope.
Good information,
no, you don't.
For sure.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, good question. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good question, indeed. And thanks for all our text questions as well as our phone questions, too. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky angler is going fishing on board the Liberty. More with Harold and Valerie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination
destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforth Landing.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Okay, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time. The big winner going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing goes to Mo in Vista. Mo, congratulations. You're going to have a great time fishing with Taro and an Evil.
Speaking of the Liberty, we have two Let's Talk Hookup sponsored trips on the Liberty. Two-day limited load trips, limited to 25 people on the Liberty.
Wow.
The first one's already sold out in September.
Surprise.
The second one still has space available early October, Sunday, October 4th through the 6th. It's a two-day trip. It's $6.75, includes
That's
all your food. Go to fishermanslanding.com and book that because it's going to fill up very quickly,
That's
too. It already is. And Valerie, thank you very much. What a fantastic show. And thank you for sticking with us for the full 2 hours. It goes quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, thank you for having me. And I want to say a big thank you, Pete. And I want to also give a big thank you to Harold. I've known Harold since 2001. We just aged each other just a little bit, right, Harold? Just a little bit. And
gracefully.
What a gem of a man. And when I got the phone call from Pete and Harold, I was just, I'm tickled pink. And I just, you know, I really hope that everyone will go to our website, take a look, and I guarantee you will have a fantastic trip. And look forward to having the crew up. And thank you again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're very excited about our new partnership with Queen Charlotte Safaris. Now, if we want to get a hold of you, we have more questions. We want to book that second trip, the 19th to the 23rd, before it's filled up in August there of 2021. How do we get a hold of you? The website, et cetera, Valerie.
Yeah, the website is QC Safaris. Make sure you get an S on safaris.com. The toll-free number rings to my client services office with Brittany, 1-877-815-2892, or you can call me directly on my cell phone, 805-698-9590. If you go to the website, that email comes directly to me. So I welcome any questions, and I look forward to seeing everybody fish on. Thank you.
And the cool thing is Valerie is the owner, the operator, obviously the head cook and bottle washer kind of does it all. So
yep.
Fantastic, Valerie. Yeah, thank you. Great job.
Great job, Harold.
Thank you, Harold. Oh, we didn't get much from Harold, but we got enough out of Harold today. Thank you, Harold. And if somebody wants more information on their boats, Davis Boats, right?
Davis Boats at the grid.net.
And I've already got two reservations for our next trip. People have been texting me.
All right. I want to go. I want to go. I know. You're going to get flooded for sure. Thank you guys very much. Thank you all
Thank
for listening.
You. Thank you,
next
gentlemen.
Saturday, our 29th anniversary show. Darren Doy from Sato Crimp and Winder and the 310 Rod Works will be here. Darren's a great guy and a super knowledgeable guy in the tackle business. That's going to be a great show. Next Sunday, Rod Halpern and Anthony Shea from War Heroes on the Water. That's going to be a great show. Next Saturday and Sunday, 7 and 9 a.m., celebrating our 29th anniversary on the air. Thanks to Brian in the studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.